USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says in a Super Bowl Sunday interview he wants to keep a U.S. military presence in Iraq to, quote, watch Iran. And it's apparently come as a big surprise to the Iraqi president who doesn't support Trump's plan. President Trump is saying in that interview yesterday,
we spent a fortune on building this incredible base. We might as well keep it. And one of the reasons I want to keep it is because I want to be looking a little bit at Iran, because Iran is a real problem.
Today, the Iraqi leader says the U.S. has not requested Iraq's permission to keep troops there and that it should, quote, stick to fighting terrorism and not pursue other agendas. White House advisors and speechwriters are putting the finishing touches on tomorrow night's State of the Union address. White House officials say the president aims to offer an aspirational and visionary path for America. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it, before it even hit 60 miles an hour.
We are pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's holding a full staff meeting at this hour to discuss his political future after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced. As recently as Saturday, Northam declared he would not be stepping down, despite growing calls from Democrats and Republicans for him to do so. Someone who says that it's a rush to judgment is Virginia Democratic Representative Jim Moran.
Even if the worst case scenario is true, I think there is an issue of redemption.
Today, the first day of jury deliberations in El Chapo's federal drug conspiracy trial in Brooklyn, New York. Jurors have heard from over 50 people in Joaquin Guzman's three-month-long trial. The 61-year-old facing life in prison if convicted on more than a dozen counts of drug trafficking and money laundering. Boston police report just one person arrested after celebrations for the Patriots' sixth Super Bowl title. The victory parade in Boston's tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is honoring a deputy killed over the weekend in Claremont County, ordering flags at the Ohio State House to be lowered to half staff. DeWine issuing the order yesterday in memorial of the service of Detective Bill Brewer, who died on Saturday in the line of duty while responding to a call of a barricaded suicidal suspect in Pierce Township when officials say he was shot by 23-year-old Wade Edward Wynn. DeWine ordering the flags to stay lowered until sunset on the day of Brewer's funeral. Millions of Americans are expected to call out of work today with what's known as Super Bowl fever. The Monday after the big game has one of the highest call-out rates of the year. More than 8 million people planned ahead by taking today off, but nearly 5 million more are expected to call in sick. Millions of others will either show up late or go home early. Super Bowl fever isn't just limited to workers, by the way, as bosses are often guilty of it, too. This follows this year's Super Bowl, which was the lowest scoring ever. The New England Patriots keeping the crown when they beat the L.A. Rams 13-3. And Egypt's Ministry of Antiquities says 40 mummies have been discovered in a tomb dating back between 323 B.C. and 30 B.C. The mummies include men, women, and children. Experts believe they probably all belong to one wealthy family. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.